Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Science of Yes with your hostess, Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. Each week, Pam will speak about the energy of yes and how you can use it to create an extraordinary, prosperous life that you will absolutely love. Pam has spent a lifetime building and leading transformational programs and is passionate about making abundance available for everyone who yes. Callers are welcome, and we invite you to like Pam's show before leaving the program. So open your heart, open your mind, and be ready to receive what is possible from your friend, the Yes Coach.
Good evening, and welcome to the Science of Yes. This is the show where every week we actually investigate and inquire into the science of being a yes to life, a yes to courage, a yes to romance, and a yes to the career of your dreams. Be a yes inside of the science of yes, and your life will explode, and you'll be living the life of your dreams. So I just want to take a moment to check in with everybody and make sure that you're aware that we have a very extraordinary guest tonight. Tonight, with me, I'm going to be taking questions and calls for my very extraordinary guest. She's a gifted fifth-generation intuitive healer. She's a Reiki master, a pranic healer with certification in Access Bars, Theta Healing, EFT, and tarot card reading. She's here tonight to answer questions and talk about her process. The conversation we're about to have is going to be extraordinary. So prick up your ears and get ready for my good friend and extraordinary healer, Jonna Lopez. Jonna, welcome to the Science of Yes. How are you this evening?
Thank you so much, Pam. I'm doing wonderfully today. How are you?
I'm doing excellent, and I know that anybody who's listening is probably wondering what all of this is about. I mean, a gifted fifth-generation intuitive healer. What exactly is an intuitive healer?
Well, basically, I can read energy, and my intuition is very strong, and I'm able to help people get some guidance in all areas of their life, as well as being able to provide some healing, working with chakras, working with auras, and just being able to read the body. With Theta Healing and the Reiki, being able to send the energy out. And so I've been doing this for quite a while, and I'm really, really happy to be here, and I hope that some of your callers will call in for a mini reading.
Awesome. That's excellent. So you are offering readings tonight, and if you have a question or something you want to interact with Jonna about, the number to call in is area code 323-642-1207. And Jonna, I guess you can start with me just for an example. What I'd like to ask you with regard to your healing abilities, if I were to ask you to do a reading on me, could you do something like that over the phone?
Yes, I can. I do have clients where it is over the phone, and I also would be able to give remote healing as well, where the client can either be on the phone or just in a quiet place where they can receive it, being open to receive the healing. So, so either way.
What kinds of
I'm
like,
sorry?
Healing. Like if I was in chronic pain, is that something you can express?
It's breaking up a little bit, but I think you heard what kind of healing. So basically, what I am trained in is Access Bars, which that is typically you meet in person for that. However, it can be done remotely, where there are talks about how there are on the head where you can release 5,000 years of stuck energy. And this Access Consciousness was created by Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane Heer. And I've also been trained in Theta Healing by Vianna Stibble. And Theta Healing is something where they talk about you go up to the seventh plane and you observe the Creator with the healing. And so you are basically, you know, a witness to that. And you can come back and then, you know, report back into your client. I have worked with tapping, EFT, emotional freedom technique, which now it's kind of basically called tapping, but that was originated by Gary Douglas. And then I'm also certified with Doreen Virtue and Rodley Valentine's tarot card reader. So I can either use tarot cards. I use a mix, typically a blend of tarot cards as well as, you know, just my own intuition, calling in on my guides, calling my clients' guides in for the support.
Well, that sounds exciting. What had you get into that? What caused you to want to look into what it was to be a book?
Well, I really felt a strong calling about 15 years ago, and I was dealing with like a personal crisis, so I reached out to find these different healing modalities, and I just knew when I started this journey, I just knew that this was meant for me to be, that I was supposed to do this, you know, on a more full-time basis. But I actually have been helping people since I was very, very young. I would say maybe at the start of 3 or 4 years old. And so it's a very rewarding, you know, experience for me to be able to help people. And it, you know, again, it's I just recognize it as my sole purpose.
That sounds exciting.
Yes.
And what heal? Do they have to be a believer?
Not necessarily. They don't necessarily have to be a believer, because if they're not, I mean, it is, of course, beneficial for them to be open to receive. However, even on an energetic level, if they refuse the healing, then it just won't work. But if they're thinking, you know, like I said, mainly just to be open to the possibility. You know, our bodies can heal ourselves, as we, you know, we read on in papers every day from different, you know, experts, if you will, about how the body is designed. You know, the Creator designed the body to heal itself if you give it the right tools, which typically is, you know, diet, and how we can, and belief systems is also really, really strong. And it just even goes back to what we used to talk about as kids of, you know, the mind over matter. We would hear that, you know, that saying, mind over matter. And so belief, you know, belief does help. But if you're not a believer, but you're open, you can become a believer, because you will see it in action.
Well, I'd be interested in seeing what you would do with me. I'm somebody who has chronic pain. I have arthritis in my hands. And I was in an automobile accident several years ago. Is there something you could do for me over the phone that would help me deal with the pain that I experience on a day-to-day basis?
Yes. You know, I could offer a remote healing where basically probably with the arthritis, I could work with using Reiki for the energy and even Theta, trying to move that energy out of the physical pain and maybe even dig deep to see why you've attracted this pain in your life, for what purpose, what is the lesson, you know, and that kind of thing. But, yeah, it could definitely be done remotely.
So it's interesting. What I hear you saying is that pain is also a sort of energy. And that there's something that I have that has attracted this energy into my life, and that when you work with me as a healer, you actually are –
I'm not quite sure how to put it. It's like I'm attracting it.
Yes, yes. The law of attraction is very real. You know, everything in our lives we have attracted in some form or fashion. Now, it could be something from past lives. It could be something from our childhood. But some kind of way you have attracted that into your life for a for that experience. And so, you know, working with you, we would attempt to, you know, go into why you attracted that, for what purpose, what lesson, what teaching are you, you know, did you attract that experience into your life?
Wow. Okay, so Johnny, we have a caller on the line that'd like to speak to you. I'm going to go ahead and open up the line. Hi, you're on the air live with Jonna Lopez. Who is this?
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. My name is Miranda.
Miranda, welcome.
Hi, Miranda.
Hello. So nice to speak with you both. And I'm calling from California, and I would love a healing. I've been experiencing hair loss for a few years, and I'm visualizing my hair follicles growing new, stronger, thicker hair, and I just would love whatever you can send my way in terms of energizing the hair follicles and helping them grow.
Okay, and so you said your hair has been falling out for how long?
A few years.
A few years, okay. And did you determine if it was anything physical or emotional, or?
I was told it's just genetic, and you know. So, but I know we can overcome that through the epigenetics and just putting our energy out there. And I've been doing that. You know.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Sure. Is your hair brown? Dark brown?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Okay, so what I'm getting is that you experienced some kind of trauma that that hasn't been released yet. Does that make sense?
In this lifetime or a previous?
In this lifetime.
Okay. Not sure. Okay. It happened, you know, like I said, it started a few years back, so I'm not sure, like, when it was triggered exactly.
Okay.
Like what incident or what trauma.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so this was just like a basic little, you know, quick kind of energy that I went ahead and looked at the follicles. And what I do recommend is I think you'll benefit from a scalp massage either every night or every other night. I definitely think that essential oils along mixed with castor oil, as well as, I think you would do best with jojoba. I was going to say almond, but I think jojoba. So jojoba oil as well as castor oil with essential oils. And I also get the sense that there is a fear that you're going to continue to, you know, shed hair. And so I want you to practice some affirmations of, you know, something like, you know, my hair is growing and it's full and thick, and I'm enjoying, you know, this great experience of having wonderful, beautiful hair, or whatever, you know, whatever
I do say that, yeah, especially every morning when I'm combing my hair. But, you know, it just feels phony because I don't see it getting thicker.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
a catch 22. I do say it, but it's just, it's like, you know, I haven't seen any hair growth in quite some time.
Okay, okay. So, yeah, it seems like, and again, I think I want to really go back to the fact that there was some kind of trauma that that basically it's manifesting, it, you know, in your hair. Your hair is manifesting whatever trauma that you've gone through that you
that's
are.
That's interesting. I recently had a reading. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I did have a reading recently, and somebody said that this was from a past life trauma.
Okay, and that could be.
Yeah, so that's why I asked you, because it was something about my scalp being injured, and that somehow that's the way I died, and somehow that's associated. So I found that really interesting. I mean, I don't.
Yes. Now I'm picking up that it was something in this lifetime, but mm-hmm. certainly, you know, that's totally
could
a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think, that you could work with someone just to kind of, find out what that is, so that you can clear it. And so,
right.
So I'm going to. You know, just work on clearing that a little bit for you, but it's not a one time thing.
Yeah,
you'll need a little bit more work on that. So if you get affirmations, scalp massage, do you do any type of scalp massage with oils?
I do. I'm not consistent because like it's when you don't see anything happening, you just sort of and then I it's a vicious cycle. I'll be honest, Yeah, I'll be good, and then I'll just sort of, you know, slack off, and it's tough. It's tough when you don't see results. So.
I understand, but, you know, this is where your faith comes in. So
right.
with it, you know, have the consistency,
right.
and then just keep visualizing. It's, you know, it becomes one of those things that, you know, like fake it till you make it kind of thing. So you
right,
just need
right.
visualizing, even though it may not be in your physical realm right now. Just continue to do it. So you can even just give yourself a three month window or a 3 month goal of, okay, I'm going to do this every night, every other night, get a little calendar, write it on the mirror, whatever you need to do. And this is also part of your self-love and self-care. So you need to demonstrate to universe that you are willing to take the action to care about yourself enough that you're going to do what you need to do, because obviously, you know, especially for women, it is physically uncomfortable to have that. You know, men more so can handle a little bit better, but for women, it's a little bit more challenging. And so you need to really, really demonstrate to the universe what you're willing to do and the faith that you have that it will show up. Because what's happening, see, is your mind is not really in congruence with what you want. Does that make sense?
It does. But, yeah, I'm going to try it again, because there was a period last summer where I was, like, consistently praying and visualizing and just, like, you know, whatever I could, and nothing happened. So that was a little demoralizing. But I can't give up, you know. So I appreciate the reaffirming that I have to just keep at it.
Absolutely. I do see you with a full head of hair. I don't have a specific timeline, because it's almost like it's out here to the side, you know, pending more action from you, and pending, changing that belief system. And then, more importantly, it's really about how much you care about yourself with the self-love. So crystals, I'm getting that you definitely should own rose quartz crystal, because
okay.
it's for love, it's, you know, self-love.
Right.
And you can even make a, like a crystal water, where you would just soak the rose quartz for 24 hours and take
mm-hmm.
that water, that little tonic, and you can use that to as part of your hair rinse kind of thing. Because it's, you know, like I said, the crux of this is really about the self-love And then, like I said, the trauma that I'm getting that you haven't forgiven yourself for whatever role you played in this trauma that you experienced. So, you know, and then you can, you know, work with someone, you know, to, like I said, to just kind of explore this a little bit further. Okay?
Sounds good. I appreciate your thoughts. Thank you so much. Thank you both. I appreciate
You're welcome. Best of luck to you. Blessings.
Thanks.
Well, thank you, Miranda, and thank you, John. That was really amazing. Is there anything else you want to say about some of the stuff you were telling her? I thought it was really interesting that you were talking about different things that she could do on her own, like the essential oils and the jojoba. Is that part of the method? Is people access to products and essential oils and things of that nature?
Yes. I mean, you know, as you know, I am a doTERRA essential oil wellness advocate, and I believe in these oils so much. First of all, it's a wonderful company, and secondly, they work. You know, there is science. They're backed by science, and if you even Google, you know, essential oils for hair loss, you'll find all kinds of recommendations, you know, from different websites regarding, you know, how to take care of it, how massaging your scalp is extremely important because you're getting, you know, the circulation going. And then, of course, using natural shampoos and staying away from the sulfates and, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, a lot of what the chemicals that have been used in products and chemicals in food is really showing up more than ever in our health. And of course, hair is also, you know, this output of what your health looks like, you know. And then, of course, like Miranda was saying, you know, she doesn't see it, and so then she gets, you know, disappointed, and then you end up not sticking with it. So, you know, consistency is always key, you know, with anything that we, you know, undertake. And so, so yeah, I mean, I definitely, you know, essential oils are excellent for pain, and, you know, so like you talked about the arthritis, and there's oils that you can use to help with pain, you know, in addition to doing, you know, energy work, belief work, and that kind of stuff.
I understand. I'm also intrigued by your method. Can you say a little bit more about that? Because you weren't just talking about what she was dealing with her hair. You were actually, there's something about the energy and what she was dealing with personally in her life. And there was some trauma, you said, that she had not yet released. Can you say more about that? Not just specifically for Miranda, but inside of your process. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, so basically I get messages, and as I'm, you know, focusing and allowing the messages to come through, that's where I'm able to. So it's my guides, you know, creator, everything about, you know, I focus on the person, and I'm just open to receive and to allow the information that I need to help someone. So, so, you know, thankfully the method will come in. Sometimes there can be a block, but typically, you know, I'm able to identify the different messages. And so basically that's what it was saying, that my guides were telling me about her, was just more that there was a trauma. You know, and again, we all have, you know, been there, done that, where we've, you know, growing up, things that we don't even remember, that, you know, the subconscious, there's beliefs behind what our parents told us, our ancestors told us, our great-grandparents, the grandparents, what we learned in school, you know, anybody that we listen to. So we take on these beliefs as if they're our own, and sometimes there'll be an awareness that, you know what, wait a minute, who does this belong to? Is this just my belief, or did I get this belief from someone else? So an example of that would be, I grew up that I would be married with two children, you know, with two kids. you know, with the white picket fence and all of that. So I bought into that story. And I had my aha moment when my very best friend had a baby, and she said, "This is it. I'm done," you know. And at that moment, my aha moment was, yeah, why do I have to have two kids? I can have one. And so that's what I'm saying is, like, I went into that thing of, well, my mom had two kids, and she had a boy and a girl, and I just thought that this is what I was supposed to do. So if you, as you start asking, you know, when you have conversations with people, you'll find a lot of beliefs and like I said, buying into these different stories that we have done, and they're not really ours.
Oh, that's thank you for sharing that.
Sure.
And a little bit more about the energy work that you do. I'm very asked by the like, does everybody have this propensity for traumatic events impacting their life in the current reality through their energy?
Well, I believe that, you know, we all have gone through trauma, you know, especially with past lives, and you know, it's with the way that the world is, like, for example, we talk about hate as, you know, like a learned behavior versus, you know, you know, racism, that kind of thing, that, you know, we're born and we love everybody, but it's through someone telling us that something is wrong with what we want to do. You might remember as a child, it was almost, you know, they called it the terrible twos, because you started saying no, no, no to everything. And, you know, that was our first, we at 2 years old, we did not want anyone telling us what to do. And so there is that energy the energy of just life of growing up and you know, I'm sure we can talk to anyone who will sit there and say, you know, well, you know what, my childhood was either, there's a big spectrum, you know, of this scale of my childhood was, you know, wonderful. But if you dig in there, you'll find out, well, maybe not so good. So they may have even had that belief system of like, yes, this is actually wonderful, when you find out that it's not. All the way up to, you know, severe trauma, meaning maybe sexual assault, maybe witnessing you know, witnessing death, you know, witnessing death at a young age, losing a parent at a young age, you know, a parent losing a child, all those kinds of things. So in a nutshell, I would say that everyone on this planet could use healing, needs healing. I think we all need healing, you know, to some degree.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I know I do. Is this something that you can do? This is tonight, and get in touch with you if they want to seek you out and actually get some healing done.
Yes. You can send me an email, and my email address is intuitivehealingwithjohnna, and my name is spelled johnna@gmail.com. So that's intuitivehealingwithjohnna@gmail.com.
And just real quick, what kind of services do you provide?
I provide intuitive readings, healings, you know, and again, it can be remote. I you know, provide energy work, aura work. I work a lot with crystals. And the intuitive readings that I provide are really pretty accurate. you know, according to my clients. And so the readings are designed to either bring up your story and bring it out, and then to offer guidance, you know, so that you can have maybe some solutions and or some thought processes that you can take back, and because the whole idea is to assist you in creating your best life. That's what, you know, healers and readers are really here for, is to help, you know, assist in that process, and to help assist you to transition to, you know, a better manifestation of your life, of everything. Because we really can have everything that we desire.
Yes.
We need to focus on, you know, our focus is on using more positive words, staying away from negativity, you know, negative words, negative people, negative situations. While I believe that we do need to, you know, express feelings and that, you know, type of thing, I just recommend that we don't dwell, that we never dwell in anything negative, because you will totally bring that into your experience. So in other words, because fear, you know, is a very, very powerful emotion if you allow it, and it can totally take over your life. And you know, just like what we're talking, seeing what's happening in the world, and a lot of it is based on fear, and that collective fear that you know, we're all running around with, that collective fear energy ends up actually bringing more of that particular experience that we, you know, quote unquote, don't want, but yet we're bringing it in because we're attracting it, because that's all we talk about. So so you can take that back and even bring it into your own life in terms of, okay, what do I do that I can do better in terms of removing the negativity, removing the fear? And I think you and I have talked about this, where there's the acronym of fear of, you know, false evidence appearing real. And you'll find that people who will worry and worry and worry, and nine times out of ten, what you think about never even happened. But look at how you can worry, 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 and you can manifest that into you because you're attracting it, because you continue to focus on that rather than focusing on what you want. And you and I have gone through that we've talked about that, where you know, because we're human, we can sometimes we can, you know, fall off the table there with it. And I know a lot of times I have to keep reminding myself, focus on what you want, focus on what you want. And I say that out loud so that I can redirect my energy.
So we do have another caller.
Right,
and
I'm gonna
open up the line so we can hear their question. Go ahead, you're live with Jonna Lopez. Who's this?
Hi, this is Katie.
Hi, Katie, welcome.
Thank you.
What would you like to ask Jonna?
I feel kind of stuck financially and career-wise, and I'm not sure if it's because of where I'm staying at, or I don't know what's going on with me with money and job, and I don't know, I just feel financial. I feel stuck. I don't know.
Okay. Okay. So how long have you felt stuck?
For a while, a couple of years.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't attracted a job that pays me more than enough money, or a permanent job. I was in school, I graduated, and now I have to, in order to do it, you have to, like, pass this state exam. So I need to pass this exam. But I also am into other things.
Okay. So are you able to take the exam within the next 3 months?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could take it in February.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So I show that you're going to pass that exam. And hold on.
Thank you.
Okay. In your household, did when you were growing up, was there talk about money in a negative way?
Basically, the way I was raised was that my mother gave to everybody else except me. To this day, she'll help every. She had a. I guess she was jealous of me or something from a past life or whatever. But she'll help anybody out and wouldn't give me stuff.
Okay. And was money talked about, you know, any type of negative, you know, like, you know, the money doesn't grow on trees and.
Yeah. Or,
you know,
just
that.
it was always no for me and yes for everybody else. But yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So that's coming in very strong. That's actually more strong than the, than you saying that your mother didn't, you know, provide for you,
mm-hmm.
but she provided for everyone else. So just off from what you're saying is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fact that, you know, you don't feel worthy. If your own mother is willing to do for other people and not willing to do for you, you know, what does that say in terms of how you're how you're receiving that?
Right.
So this is actually really hard stuff. It seems like the same thing was done to her. Is that correct?
I think she said her father did for other people and not her. Like they just felt she was stronger than her other sisters and brothers, so she didn't need their help.
Yeah, so see, she's repeating that behavior with you. I do feel that your mother loves you very much. She is just really not able to express it to you the way that she would like. And it is because of the trauma of watching you know, what she's doing to you, watching, you know, observing how it happened to her in
mm-hmm.
her childhood and life.
Mm-hmm.
So I see things are going to turn around for you in a positive way. We'll pass that exam and that you will go on to get a job that you're trained for, that you're skilled for with this background.
Okay.
I do want you to do some healing work
mm-hmm.
on this because that's very painful. You know, we're all really connected to others, and for that to happen, you know, I'm sorry for you because I totally can understand how that could feel, and so I'm sending you love and blessings. So
thank
I recommend
you.
That you get some healing work done because you need to, you know, prove to yourself that you are so worthy. You have so much to offer the world. What is the training? What is the exam and, you know, the training that you got? What is that for?
Oh, gosh, that's for law, and it's the bar exam. And I, you know what, I had a surgery, so I had a surgery like 3 weeks before the exam, a major surgery. I don't know why I didn't just cancel it. And so I didn't really fully study, you know, prepare for it.
Right, right. Okay.
So I think, you know, also, you know how you heard that it was hard before you ever even took it? You know what I mean?
right.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? But I'm also into food. I love food, and I'm also into coaching, too. It's so funny. I can motivate other people, but not that it doesn't apply to me. It's just like, I don't know. But I'm into food. I enjoy baking and chocolates and stuff like that. It really makes me happy. So I want to kind of just have a balance. Like, I think when I was in school, I just did school and nothing else. I didn't really pursue other things that made me happy. So I think with the studying and the stuff, it's like, I feel like I have to give it up, give up my happiness for maybe money or, you know, something like that.
Right. Well, here's the thing. If you do some work, you know, look for some self-help books and, you know, do some healing work, find someone to work with that you like.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, I really, really do see you being a great contributor to life and really being able to help people. I see you as a light worker. Regardless of what you choose to do, because
mm-hmm.
you have a lot of stories that you can share with people, and these people need to hear your story. because it's going to be like, oh, that's just like me. Oh, I know exactly what happened. You know, this happened to me, and you will be able to relate to people. So the best part for you to be able to, you know, again, just like the other caller, you know, working with the self-love, get your rose quartz crystal. You can even call me because at the end of the show, I think we're going to talk about a, you know, I'm offering a really nice special. So if you are guided to work with me, I would love to work with you. But I think that everything, you know, you're turning a corner. I think 2018 is going to be a wonderful year for you. You're a giver. Because you're such a giver, you tend to actually be an over-giver.
Yes.
And what you want to do is start believing in
myself.
balancing giving and receiving. Because, see, right now you're unbalanced, right?
Mm-hmm.
So doing some of the work is going to help you, you know, be able to find that balance. And to be able to say no to people, because I hear that you don't even know the word no. Anybody asks you for anything, you're there, no matter what, even at cost to yourself. Is that correct?
Oh my God, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So yeah, it's time to give to you, hon. And it's not selfish. And that type of belief system, you know, that was handed down about it's selfish. That's not.
Mm-hmm.
I had to work on myself and get help, you know, myself in terms of learning how to balance giving and receiving. And a plus, because we're women, you know, we're born nurturers.
Yep.
And, you know, born. But your mom loves you very much. Do you know that?
Well, you know what? I mean, to me, that doesn't matter. If someone treats you horrible, and I'm not just talking about in the past, like if someone's mean to you and not nice to you, it's like it doesn't matter.
Yes, I understand that. But so let me tell you, another key thing is forgiveness, because forgiveness allows us to move forward. I'm going to recommend a book. It's by Edwin Gaines. Now, this lady is wonderful. What state and or city do you live in?
I'm in New York for now,
okay.
But I may be moving.
Okay, well, she's out of Alabama, but she goes to and speaks. So you can go. I think her it is prosperityproducts.com, and her name is Edwin Gaines. And just Google her, and she, like I said, she will go to different churches and everything who ask for her to come out. She will go and give a 2-hour workshop on her book, which is called what's it called, Pam? Prosperity. I can't. I'm sorry. The name is escaping me right now. But
I'll
read her book, and if you get a chance to go to one of her workshops, she's fabulous. And she will talk about her story, and you will be able to relate to that story.
Okay.
So you know, like
her
I said, look
is,
at some books.
Her book
of,
is the Four Spiritual Laws of Prosperity.
Thank you. Four Spiritual Laws of Prosperity.
Okay.
You know, there's other motivators. You know, Tony Robbins is coming to mind that I think you would benefit from. And, you know, and like I said, work with a healer. You know, you really would benefit from some healing. And so to speak to what your mom, you know, how you feel about your mom if she doesn't treat you right, yes. But, however, if you provide – because, see, you – every time you interact with her, you've already got your back up because of the way she's treated you. And so you're not open to – you know, your energy isn't open to accept her as she is and not let it affect you, okay?
I don't know. You know what it is? She's very criticizing, and she's mean. She's not nice to me at all. So I don't want people like that in my life. So
and
I
that's
don't,
just,
I don't,
that's fine. If you
know,
need to move, if you need to, you know, not have her in her life and not see her, you know, physically for a while.
I just feel like I want people that celebrate me. I want to be around people that celebrate me, and she's just not one of those people. So I don't want to be around her, and I'm I don't deserve abuse, and I'm not going to let anybody abuse me. And I'm sure she does love me, but I just don't want a relationship with her.
Okay, and that's great. So you already have decided that that's what you need to do for you to be healthy. So that's wonderful, but you still need to do forgiveness work.
I do.
Yeah, Edwin had a comment. If you're not practicing forgiveness every night, then you're not alive, you know?
Right. No, you do, because you don't want to hold you down.
You know, forgiveness and healing all the trauma as a result of you know, growing up, and even now as you're, you know, that you're adult, that you could, that you you know, had to endure this this abuse, like you said, because it is you know, it's emotional and verbal abuse. So
thank you so much. Thank you, and I'll check that the person out, and I'll check you out, your website out too. Thank you so much.
Okay, great. And then, Pam, do you have the phone number, too, that she can call? I don't have it with me. Let me see.
You should give her your phone number, Jonna, the phone number that she can call you.
Yeah. Right, I know. Hang on. I don't even know it offhand.
Is that the number you sent me earlier?
Yes, here, I have it. Okay, Katie, so it's 972-882.
Okay.
882. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Did you get that?
And like I said, I'm offering a really nice special. I think Pam will probably mention it. Okay?
All right. Thank you both. Have a beautiful night. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for calling in. So as long as we're on the subject, Jonna, you did have a special for the listeners for tonight's broadcast so they can contact you and I think you said it was buy one, get one free?
Yes, what it is buy one and get the next 50%. Okay, so whatever they would like to buy, it, either a healing or intuitive reading. Actually, they can be interchangeable. Reading first and then find out what's on and then get a healing for it. You can do it that way. And then you have 2 months after you make your purchase, you have 2 months to use the 50% off offer. So the first session and then 2 months.
Okay, so you're going to have to say that again slower, because the people who are listening are, they're probably writing all this down. So specifically, what are they purchasing, and let them know, first of all, this special is for the people who are listening to the show tonight. So be sure and mention the special when you contact Jonna that you were listening tonight. The special is, and Jonna, take it away.
Okay, so the special is, if you buy one session with me, whether it is a reading, healing, get the second session 50% off. And then all I ask is that you the second session within 60 days of your purchase. And of course, you know, if something's going on or whatever, I'll work with you. But it's good to kind of keep the momentum. So that's why I want to encourage you to keep, you know, a reasonable time frame for your benefit.
Okay, so your business phone number is 510-972-8857. So if you want to reach out to Jonna Lopez and get readings like the callers did tonight, give her a call and schedule something with her at 510-972-8857. That's for Jonna Lopez. Her email address, write it down, intuitivehealingwithjonna@gmail.com. That's intuitive, intuitive, V like Victor, E, healing, healing, with, with, Jonna, Jonna, intuitivehealingwithjonna@gmail.com. So give her a call or write her an email and let her know you heard her on the show and you want to take advantage of this very special offer to get a remote or a reading, a healing. And if you buy one session, you get a second session for 50% off. But the second session must be scheduled within 60 days of purchase. Give her a call or write her an email and get the scoop on this really incredible special. Is there anything else you you want to tell our callers or anyone listening, Jonna, before we've got about 10 minutes left?
Okay. Well, I would your callers, your listeners, I would love to work with you. And as a matter of fact, can we take one more call?
I'll let you know if there's another caller. Right now, there isn't one.
Okay. All right. So, and again, you know, I've been doing this for a while. I help facilitate some really, really good results. People are able to move forward, and I just look forward to working with your callers.
I noticed that when you were working with the last lady, that, you know, the conversation that you were having with her, there was more than just the energy. You actually were seeing into her life. Like the conversation she had with what was going on with her mother, it was almost as if you knew her mother, but you couldn't because you don't even know her. How was that possible? Where was that information coming from?
Well, I get downloads, you know, from my guides as to what the information, and basically I'm just the same thing with healing. You know, the Creator does all the healing. I'm just the witness. I'm just the conduit. But the information comes to me from my guides or their guides, and I'm able to tap into it and make sense of it. You know. So yes, it's just the ability to you know, see that and listen to my guides. So I'm able to literally see, and to also hear. So you know, I'm clairsentient, clairaudient. I pick up also on feelings and emotions. And I'm able to translate that into, you know, whatever we're talking about. I'm able to, you know, download that information.
Got it. Have you always been able to do this? I know you mentioned you were a fifth generation intuitive healer.
Yes. Yes. From the time that I was very, very young, and as a matter of fact, my niece is also very, very intuitive. So you know, we're working on a sixth generation here, seventh generation too. So it's just been something I've been able to do. And then around the age of 10 is when it really started to come together. I remember, you know, at 19, I went to see an intuitive, and she used to be able to color. That's how she was able to see, and she would color on a piece of paper, and she would outline, you know, draw a body, and then get the download the information, and then write the information or use the colors. And I remember her telling me, you know, you have a lot of healing energy in your hands, and I remember, but it was just, you know, I bought into the story of, you know, I needed to work, you know, 8 to 5, that kind of thing, and so. You know, so I did that. I worked for corporate for, you know, a number of years, and then just kind of did it, you know, like on the side kind of thing, and for friends and family and all of that. And then just, you know, like I said recently, you know, I'm branching out into making this, you know, a full-time opportunity.
That sounds incredible. And the thing that's there for me to ask you is that what it is that has you do this? I mean, this must take a lot of draining energy from you. How do you do this?
Well, it can be draining, but typically you have to use tools, which is, you know, you need to ground, you need to always clear your energy. Because I'm an empath, I do pick up other people's energy, and certainly when it's sad energy, yes, it can affect me. You know, I pick up the energy of animals. I talk to the animals, and I'm able to communicate with them and, you know what they're thinking and feeling. And so, and then, of course, that translates also to humans. And I had to learn how to really, really protect myself because, I'd be a mess, you know, because of, taking on that energy. So yeah, you and you'll hear that from most healers, and or light workers. They will they'll need to do that so that they can, function. Because if I'm a mess, then I can't really be as effective. But the reason why I do it is it's extremely rewarding. Very, very rewarding. I've always been a giver. I've always been someone who could help, and it's a gift, it's a total gift. And, and I enjoy the opportunity to share that gift with the world.
I can see that. It is an incredible gift. And, I was very impressed when we were interacting with the ladies that you spoke to tonight, how willing you were to let them know what's going on in their energy. Over the phone, it must be very difficult to read energy. Like, I noticed that you would pause as you checked in with your guides. Is it better in person?
I used to think that because I did buy into that story, but as I opened myself up to the possibility, it actually is easy, if not easy, because I can still see the energy. So it doesn't matter if they are, right there sitting in front of me. Now, I know some people, they might prefer, seeing there, but it does not have to happen that way. You can get just as great results, with it being a remote.
Okay. And does that include healing?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Again, I'm working with I have different methods of, calling in your energy, and so it doesn't matter if you're sitting right in front of me or not.
When you say calling in your energy, you mean like somebody like me making a request for my energy to come flying in?
something like that. Yeah, it's that. Basically, I'm wanting to I'll go and read your energy. But essentially it's about reading your energy, finding out what's going on, and then being able to see what kind of healing modality I might use, or I might use a mix of healing modalities. The same thing with readings, calling in the energy, listening to my guides. And basically just reading your energy.
I see. So again, we've been talking on air with Jonna Lopez, a fifth generation intuitive healer, and Jonna is available. You can reach out to her if you want to call, after that the show is about to end. Just reach out to her, write to her at intuitivehealingwithjonna@gmail.com, and schedule something. Find out how you can get yourself healed and how you can start working towards tapping into your energy sources. Reach out to Jonna at intuitivehealingwithjonna@gmail.com or give her a call at her business number at 510-972-8857. So that's about it for tonight. I really appreciate you stopping by. We're here every Thursday night at 9 p.m. discussing the science of yes, and learning all about our energy and how it impacts who we are in life. Until then, next week, I'm saying good night and say yes. Good night.
Well, Alibaba had them 40 thieves. Sherry's already had 1,000 thieves.